also a little more like... And definitely something like... So tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Rohit Joseph, your host of Soul Sandwich for the Summertime. Today, I'm feeling like playing some really cool tunes, but a lot of them are going to be covers, but not covers in a traditional sense. These are covers that take the original song and completely transform it, usually in a styling of a completely different genre, or maybe it's just, you know, something where it's got the essence of the song, but, you know, a few key instruments are changed out and it changes the whole vibe. So to start things off, I've got some songs that are covered by this group called Postmodern Jukebox. They've become a huge sensation on YouTube, actually, and they've managed to take popular songs in the mainstream and actually make it sound like something out of the of a different era, really. Like, they will take a popular song of today and make it sound like it's swing music. And a great example of this that I'm about to play for you right now is their version of a Backstreet Boys song. So Postmodern Jukebox did a cover of I Want It That Way, and they've also done covers of Green Day songs. So the first one I'm actually going to play for you is the Green Day one that they did. You might remember this one in your emo days if you ever had that phase. Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. But this is the Postmodern Jukebox take on it. And they have a lovely vocalist who's got amazing pipes. Her name is Maya Sykes. So coming up next, we got Boulevard of Broken Dreams done in the soul style of Soul Sandwich. And you're going to be listening to that courtesy of Postmodern Jukebox. Enjoy. Oh, let me see here. Looks like I might be having some technical difficulties. Oh, come on. Give me some volume. There we go. There we go. All right, guys. Enjoy the soul vibe of Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I walk these empty streets on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where the city sleeps, and I am the only one, so I walk alone. I walk alone, yes, I walk alone. Ooh. everyone, so I walk alone. Oh, I walk alone.
So that was Boulevard of Broken Dreams, as covered by Postmodern Jukebox and the lovely vocals of Maya Sykes. You got to check it out. It's on YouTube. Postmodern Jukebox posts all their stuff on YouTube. And they even do tours and live performances. And this is not the only cover you're going to hear from them today, because I've just been into a lot of their music lately. And the next one you're going to hear is what I mentioned at the top of the show, which is I Want It That Way. What needs to be said about this song? It is probably the song of many people's youths. Hell, maybe even many people's adulthoods, because it was back in the day of the 90s and the heyday of the 90s. It was an absolute hit, and everybody of many stripes and colors and sizes, I'd say, agrees that this song was insanely catchy. And you know what? To give some pop music its credit, this was actually a pretty good song. And the reason I say that especially is because when you hear what Postmodern Jukebox has done with it, I mean, they've kept the lyrics the same, they've kept the essential melody the same, but just the style that they've done it is incredibly awesome. And they've, again, added a soul styling to this track like they did with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. But the soul here really works, and you're going to be surprised just how well it works. So without further ado, here is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, but with a Postmodern Jukebox twist.
Oh,
Wow. Postmodern Jukebox. Man, you just made me shed a tear to that song. And not just a tear of nostalgia, but a tear of just genuine amazement that that you could make something that is so pop, so poppy in every way possible, and make it something way more beautiful. So again, to those of you listening just now, that was Postmodern Jukebox take on a Backstreet Boys classic, which is I Want It That Way. And coming up next, one last Postmodern Jukebox track that they've covered. Again, another amazing cover that they've done. And this one is a James Brown cover. And everybody has probably heard this song at some point. It's A Man's World. And this song is one of the classic funk soul songs of James Brown. But this time, instead of a male vocalist, it's a female vocalist. Her name is Morgan James, and she actually does a phenomenal job on this track. And I would say, like, adds a really unique voicing and styling to this track that we, of course, give full credit to the master himself, James Brown, who sang this beautifully when he first debuted it back in the day. But this version is not a bad take, and it's actually quite interesting how a female vocalist handles James Brown's amazing but unique voice as well. So it's A Man's World, done by Postmodern Jukebox yet again, featuring Morgan James on the vocals. But you'll also hear a harp here that adds so much to this track. The harp player, we got some cellists, and you just need to hear it for yourself. The instrumentalist backing Morgan James do just as fantastic of a job, and if not, deserve even more credit, because the harp does some extra amazing fills that, again, you wouldn't have expected on a James Brown track. A harp and James Brown, not necessarily things that go together, but yeah, here we go. It's A Man's World with Morgan James on the vocals.
This is a man's world. Oh, oh, but it wouldn't mean nothing. Not a woman or a girl. You see, man made the car to take us over the road, and man made the train to carry the heavy load, and man electric light to take us out the dark, and man made the boat for water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't mean nothing, no, without a world.
That was It's a Man's Man's World, as covered by Postmodern Jukebox. Of course, the original being a James Brown classic. But if I say so myself, I'd say Postmodern Jukebox did a really good version of that song. Really inspiring. And it's incredible that there are artists out there these days that can bring back that old school soul vibe and capture it so beautifully. And it goes to show that it's not dead. Soul is indeed not dead. It is still here to stay. And I think a lot of people still appreciate its presence. So with that being a perfect segue for the next artist I'm going to play, this guy has been getting a lot of attention lately. His name is Leon Bridges. And he is considered to be a kind of Otis Redding, Sam Cooke incarnate. He is basically bringing back the soul of the amazing Motown era, and he's bringing it back into the modern era. And he's actually went to the efforts of finding a backing band who plays this kind of music, specializes in this music, and then he even recorded it with older equipment, like analog equipment, just so he could get that authentic soul sound from the 70s and have it, like, you know, play a little bit of a grainy sound in there so that it even feels like you're playing a vinyl, whether you have a vinyl record player or not. Leon Bridges, you can find his music on Spotify or iTunes or any of that. He released an album very recently, and it's called Coming Home. The first track I'll play from that album is called Smooth Sailin'. And it's a pretty nice up-tempo track to, you know, kind of mix things up here, because we've been playing very slow, soulful ballads. But let's get something a bit more up-tempo and get you guys grooving on this nice, very warm summer day. Here we go, Leon Bridges, Smooth Sailin'.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing. These concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Sure. Said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down. Her destination, but I got a feeling I need to be her passenger. She could let me be your passenger. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. You sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down. Smooth sailing, sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Sweet honey, darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. For sure. Said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down. So smooth, smooth sailing. Darling. Sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Sweet honey, darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. Sure, said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down.
Leon Bridges' Smooth Sailin' off his debut album, Coming Home. And coming up next is another amazing track from that album. It's called River. And this will definitely bring out the Sam Cooke vibes. So stay tuned on Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 for more amazing soulful music.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord and to wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, go. Take me to your river. Dip me in your smooth waters, I go in as a man with many crimes, come up for air. As my sins flow down the Jordan, oh, I want to come here and give you every part of me. But there's blood on my hands, and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, go. Take me to your river.
Leon Bridges, and that was his song River off Coming Home. Such a beautiful song, and probably my favorite song off that album. And I recommend you guys actually buy this album. It is really, really incredible to listen to. Or if, at the very least, if you have a Spotify account, you can stream it and give recognition to somebody who's trying to bring back soul in the modern era and do a really good job of genuinely representing soul in the modern era and keeping it alive for generations to come. And now we're going to get into some newer soul artists who are doing stuff that's also really cool. This artist right here is called Michael Kiwanuka, and he's from the UK. He's really cool. And he's been coming up slowly but surely. He's going to get his recognition and fame, I'm sure. But he's right now more of a UK scene guy. He hasn't really gotten the recognition here in North America, but it's a matter of time. I hope he does start to perform around here because he's really awesome. And the track that caught my ear at first is this track called Home Again. Really emotional song, and one that, you know, everybody can relate to. And I think it's a great way to, you know, kind of reflect. This song is very much about trying to find your place again once you've left it. Once you've left home, it can be a weird experience coming home again and then, you know, trying to settle and get back into things, into the mix of things. So on that tune, we're going to give you Michael Kiwanuka with Home Again.
Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again. Home again, home again. One day I know I feel strong again. I lift my head. Many times I've been told all this talk will make you old. So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on, moving on. So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on. Lost again, lost again. One day I know I'll pass through course again. Smile again, smile again. One day I hope to make you smile again. I won't hide. Many times I've been speaking my just before, so I'll close my eyes, we'll look behind, moving on, moving on. So I'll close my eyes, and the tears will clear. Then I feel no fear. Then I feel no way. My past will be made straight. Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again. Wrong again, wrong again. One day I know I feel strong again. I lift my head. Many times I've been told all this talk will make you cold. So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on, moving on. So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on.
Michael Kiwanuka with Home Again. Such a beautiful song. I cannot, words cannot really do it justice. And again, Michael Kiwanuka, a UK soul artist, just an incredible talent. He's a singer and guitarist, and he does both so beautifully well. And it's great to see singer-songwriters, you know, truly pumping out original stuff that's amazing, of such high caliber. We're going to keep on the Kiwanuka train, because I got one more track by him. It's called I'll Get Along. This one is taken from the same album, which was entitled Home Again. It was the first track you heard here. So check it out, to Michael Kiwanuka, I'll Get Along. Michael Kiwanuka, and that song was I'll Get Along, off his debut album, Home Again. Such an incredible singer, and again, well worth checking out. And you can find his music on YouTube or iTunes and all that. So support him. He's him, along with him and Leon Bridges, that you heard earlier today. We're hearing a revival of soul music, and it's amazing. I'm loving it. We're beginning to get, you know, people who are like, at least like, or like close to the greats and legendary soul singers of the 70s, like Otis Redding and Sam Cooke. And now we have that in Leon Bridges and Michael Kiwanuka. But we also have some talent, soulful talent, that's right here at home in Canada. And this next amazing artist is called Tanika Charles, or simply named Ms. Charles. She actually does a bit of soul, hip-hop, and R&B, a little bit of all three, and her voice is fantastic. You're going to hear this track called I Am Your Woman, which features her backing band, The Wonderfuls. And then we're going to hear another track from her that's off her album, and you're going to see her debut album, which I'll play for you shortly, and I'll tell you a bit more about. But this one I wanted to start things off with because it's a really cool song, and it's got a great music video, actually, that you can catch on YouTube. So check it out as well. And without further ado, here you go. Tanika Charles and The Wonderfuls, their song, I Am Your Woman. That was Tanaka Charles with I Am Your Woman. Off the album What, What, What. Tanaka Charles is based out of Toronto, and she is an amazing Canadian soul singer. And you got to check out her album, What, 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 which is a great album on Bandcamp, actually. You can check it out. I'm going to play you one more tune from it. This one's called Dancing With Your Ghost. I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy this one just as much as you enjoyed the last one. And here you go, Tanaka Charles, or a.k.a. Ms. Charles, Dancing With Your Ghost. That was Tanaka Charles with Dancing With Your Ghost off the album What, What, What? What, What, What? I don't know how to say it. There's question marks and exclamation marks in between the what, what, what's, and makes it a little bit confusing to say that album when you read it out loud. But just trust me when I say it is an amazing album and it's worth checking out. And you'd be supporting some Canadian soul talent, which we all know we desperately need around here. Here's a little change of pace, a slight change of pace, because you still have an element of soul in this song. One of my favorite George Harrison songs is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And I woke up this morning thinking of that song. I'm not sure why. It just has a beautiful melody, and it's one of those classic George Harrison songs that, you know, have an impact for generations to come, and people are still covering and doing amazing covers of it. And one of those people is a legend himself, Carlos Santana. And he enlisted the help of one of my favorite R&B singers, India RE, to help with this cover, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And it's such a great job. I mean, it's tough to, even be in the same place of the original song, let alone, I wouldn't say this song surpasses it, but, you know, it definitely has its own strengths, it's its own unique version, and And that's what a good cover is. It's not the exact same song being replicated and reproduced. It's another artist's take, and they infuse their own, you know, personality and character into this song that they love so much, and that's probably inspired them. And Santana does exactly that. He keeps his, you know, Latin flavor of guitar very much well intact with this song, but it really fits well with India Arie's vocals. So here you go, Carlos Santana along with India Arie with their cover While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Carlos Santana and India Arie with their cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Such an incredible job they did on that track, managing to change it up enough that it was their own, very own version of a George Harrison classic, but at the same time, keeping the essence of that song, keeping the melody, but you know, with a twist. And honestly, that is probably one of the best covers of that song I've heard. And I've heard a lot of covers of it because I've always wanted to hear you know, that track done in different ways. I can just imagine it being done in a million different ways and being done properly, but most of the time people just are too afraid to take risks with that song because it's, you know, it's considered to be like a gem, something that you don't want to mess with or tarnish. You just try to preserve it as best as possible. But, you know, creative risk can sometimes pay off, and I think what Carlos Santana and Indiarie did there, creatively speaking, was a bit risky, but they made it work, and they made it their own. And something that leads me to the next artist who I've started to take a little bit of a liking to with his latest album. He's not one of my favorite hip-hop artists out there, but with this song, I think he's actually, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit of liking of him now, because with this song, he uses Rod Stewart's incredible hook and incredible vocals from a song called In a Broken Dream. And this song that I'm about to play for you is by A$AP Rocky, who I've never thought I'd mention in the same breath as Rod Stewart. But A$AP Rocky, as some of you may know, is he's become a pretty big sensation in the hip-hop scene, and I'd say even just in music in general. And with his latest album called At Long Last A$AP, you will be hearing a different side of him. I mean, he does deliver his signature crazy amped up turn up style kind of bars and flow, but with this song it's a bit more slowed down. It's a bit paced back because he's got two singers, with Rod Stewart being sampled and Miguel actually singing the Rod Stewart part, but doing it in his own version. Miguel is, in case you didn't know, a renowned R&B singer, and he is very well utilized in this track. So this track is called Every Day, and it's by A$AP Rocky. It features Rod Stewart in a really awesome sample that they managed to put in this track, Miguel, and actually Mark Ronson is credited with producing this track. So here you go, yet another big hit by Mark Ronson. So check it out. I think it's a pretty interesting use and blend of the Rod Stewart vocal stylings with hip hop, with the hard hip hop, and A$AP Rocky. I'd love to know what you guys think. You can always hit me up on Facebook. If y'all who know me, you can give me a shout. And for those who don't, you can always email me. And that's something I'm going to be setting up very soon. It's not set up yet, but I will set it up soon. So look forward to emailing me in the future with your comments and your feedback. So here we go. A$AP Rocky, Every Day, featuring Rod Stewart, Miguel, and Mark Ronson.
I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
So every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I should take it slow.
Off again, there he go, to another dimension. My mind, body, soul, in prison. My eye, probably going ballistic, but listen, I'm missing a couple of screws. They ain't never do drilling, Drew. You've been sipping away at the truth. A double side of wisdom, a do, do, do. Rolling, do, hit and switch, rolling dishes, blowing kisses to the bitches, holding biscuits. What's the business? Beat the system, go to business, blow the sentence, go to prison, go to church, and pray the Father, Lord, forgive us. And only God can judge me, and He don't like no ugly. I look so fucking good, most likes a fucking buddy. Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I know I plead the fifth. I tell her, holla if you need some dick. The devotion is getting hopeless, but hold it. I'm getting close as my soul is. I'm seeing ghosts as a soloist. Now a poet, hypnosis, overdose on potions, adjusting to the motions and getting out of my
every
emotions.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I
day, make a nigga wanna flip, tap to me through August. This type of shit got him busting off the clip in the middle of the office. In the message to the bosses. The misfits, new outfit is on the block list. Gorgeous hoes keep it saying that they cost it. Cause the Porsches get them nauseous. Cause I ain't even mad yet. Niggas caught me in a good mood. Paparazzi wanna nag a nigga chilling at the back check. Hope they show me in my good shoes. When Papa got the brand new bag, Rocco got the brand new rap. That's good news. Hood dudes usually don't look like you. I better get a deal and come back and the whole hood look like you. Screaming Pimp Squad, hold it down. Can't drive, bitch, I'm legally blind, bitch. If I live or die, it's up to me to decide. Shit, niggas copping guns like illegal buy. The only key to survive and get a piece of the pie is to agree with a lot or just believe a facade, bitch.
And I'll be fine just to drink in my wine, bitch.
I got the love vibes chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine sipping wine, taking time slow. I got the love vibes chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine sipping wine. So every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find a sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine.
That was the last song of the Soul Sandwich Hour. Thank you for joining me. My name is Rohit Joseph, host of Soul Sandwich in the summertime. And I was about to play another track, but I realized my time is up. if you would like to check out Soul Sandwich's playlist, I do actually post them up for the public to see on YouTube. So you just have to type in Soul Sandwich Rohit and chances are my playlist will come up, so you can see the kinds of music I've been playing and get a